Our readings today offer us two stories of faith and trust being tested. First, a little background. After the death of King Solomon, his son Rehoboam sat on the throne. The son was as foolish as the father had been wise. 10 of the tribes rebelled, broke away, and established a new kingdom, the northern kingdom called Israel, while the old kingdom, the southern kingdom, hereafter would be called Judah. The kings of Judah were mostly evil, whereas the kings of Israel were all evil, no exceptions. Forward 200 years, when Ahaz of the line of David was king in Judah, and Isaiah was God's prophet. King Ahaz had done and led his people into all manner of evil. He even sacrificed his own son as a burnt offering to the Canaanite god Moloch. Now Israel, allied with Aram, now modern Syria, they waged war against Assyria, part of Iraq. And they were trying to force Judah to join them in this war. But Ahaz wanted to instead to ally Judah with the much stronger Assyria. The Lord sent Isaiah to warn him against this. Isaiah preaches instead that he should put his trust in God. He even offers, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld or high as the sky." But Ahaz, not wanting to listen and trusting in Assyria rather than God, answered, "I will not ask." So Ahaz, against Isaiah's warning, joined with Syria in a war and warred against Aram and Israel. And Judah, at first an ally, would ultimately become merely a vassal to Assyria and completely subject, both politically and spiritually. Ahaz failed his test of faith and trust in God miserably, and Judah paid the price. Forward now another 700 years to the time of our gospel. The normal Jewish marriage would come about in three steps. First would be the engagement, often made when the couple were only children. It was arranged by the parents, perhaps with the help of a professional matchmaker. Often the couple, without the couple ever having seen each other. The second would come the betrothal, a ratification of the engagement. Once the betrothal was entered into, it was absolutely binding. It lasted for 1 year. During that year, the couple were known as man and wife, although they did not yet live together. It could not be terminated in any way but divorce. The final stage was the marriage proper, which took place at the end of the betrothal year. Mary and Joseph were in this second stage, betrothal. Joseph was likely counting the days until he could bring Mary into their home and begin a life of wedded bliss. Just imagine how crushed he must have been when he found out his betrothed, his beloved, was pregnant. We do not know the exact time that Joseph became aware of this, but I think we can assume that Mary was showing. I'm sure he felt like he'd been kicked in the stomach. His dreams were suddenly shattered. He must have been angry and confused. How had this happened? How could he face this betrayal? What was he to do now? Mosaic law said that a woman found in adultery should be stoned to death. And Joseph was a man who respected and obeyed the law. But despite everything, he still loved her and did not want to make a public example of her. Of course, there was absolutely no way he could marry her. His integrity would never allow him to marry an adulteress and pretend the child was his. So he made the heartbreaking decision to divorce Mary quietly. And then God's messenger told him not to be afraid and to take Mary and her child into his home. The angel went on to explain that the child was indeed fathered by God himself. And as impossible as this was to believe, Joseph believed and he trusted. And so he took his beloved into his home, but the story is far from over. In the days to come, we will hear how he learned that he and his very pregnant wife must travel some 90 miles in winter on a donkey to enroll in a census so that he could pay more taxes. But the child was God's, so again he trusted that God would protect them. And when they reached their destination, there wasn't a room to be had, so they had to settle for a stable. Still, he trusted. You would think all this would be enough, but no. The child had barely been born when an angelic messenger returned and told him that the jealous king wants the child dead, and so they must flee to Egypt. And once again, Joseph trusted. Of course, it would be remiss not to mention all the times our Blessed Mother believed and trusted in the Lord. But I think most of us might have a bit harder time identifying with her extraordinary faith. But I think perhaps most of us might. After all, she was conceived without sin. I'm pretty sure that none of us can say that. But Joseph was just one of us. So I think most of us might find it easier to accept Joseph as a role model. But that bar is set very high. Following his example is not easy by any means. Joseph passed test after test. How many of us could have passed those tests? Our challenge, as it was for Ahaz, as it was for Joseph, is to listen to the voice of God, believe what he tells us, and then trust in God in every aspect of our lives. Ahaz failed. Joseph passed. How have we done in the past? How are we doing now? And how will we do in the future?